Kapp & Company. Follow us on the gram at Kapp & Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
New poll questions up. Here's a new poll question for you on my Twitter, at the Capman. Who would you most easily recognize walking down Michigan Avenue? Mike Trout, Deshaun Watson, Kyrie Irving. Okay? On my Twitter. Right now, one vote in. Chris Black voted for Kyrie Irving.
Are you going to be okay if Trout doesn't win this poll question?
I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
I'll be good.
I know it's supposed to be opening day, but are you going to be okay with that?
I'll be okay. Let's go to the phones. And let's go to Mark's up in Lake Forest. Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, always great to hear from you. Glad you're doing well.
You too.
Great celebrity running. Growing up in Stratford, Ontario, I went to high school with a guy by the name of Greg DeVries. He won a couple Stanley Cups, one of them with Colorado. But he's playing for the Nashville Predators. I went down to see him play, sitting in the wives section with his high school sweetheart, sitting next to this guy all night. Buying beers, we're BSing, you know, having a good time. We go out after the game at the Palm, which is directly across the street from the Bridgestone Center. I got ladies dripping all over me. I think this is like a fabulous time. We go to leave, and his wife goes to me, "Wow, it looks like you and Dirk's became good buddies." I said, "Who's that?" Dirk Bentley. Yeah, I have no idea who that guy is. He's got like three songs in the top 10 on the country charts right now. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big name, man. God bless you. Stay safe.
You too, Cap. Take care, bud.
You bet. See ya. Yeah, I remember going to look at a car, and they go, "Yeah, this car was donated to a charity by Alan Jackson." And I'm like, "Is that Michael's brother?" I had no idea. I'm not a country fan. Black shaking his head like, "Are you out of your mind?" No idea. 312-332-3776. Joey's in Schaumburg. Hey, Joey, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, how's it going?
Hanging in there, kid.
Good. So, yeah, I just got two quick ones. I was at Cedar Point, Ohio, probably early 2000s. My cousin, my family, sitting there, and this little short Hispanic guy walks by, a huge head, and right away I'm like, "That's Pudge Rodriguez. It has to be Pudge Rodriguez." And I yell, "Pudge," and I wave my Cubs hat at him. And he just gives me a head nod, and I kind of stalk him for a little bit just to see, and not a single soul. I mean, it's a busy theme park, and not a single soul comes up, you know, in Ohio at this time and says hi to him at all. So I was pretty shocked by that, and that was pretty cool. But also the coolest one was I used to go to Illinois Media School about a few years ago, and this is right when Kirk Cousins was still on the Redskins, and he just got franchised again. It was the big thing about him going to the 49ers maybe, and he was up at that fan convention at Rosemont at Stevens Center, and I got to run into Kurt, and I was like, "You know, let's just try to talk to him." You know, me and my buddy Sam Martino had like a little video camera. We wanted to be sports reporters, and our microphone ran up, and you're like, "Give me a few questions." And I don't know if his agent or a person in control comes up and is like, "No, he can't. He's got things to do. He's got autographs, blah, blah." And Kurt's like, "No, let these kids talk to me," and like took us off to the side and let us do a little interview. So Kurt Cousins is a really cool guy, and then, you know, he's from Barrington. It was really cool to get to talk to him off the line a little bit. It was really cool experience.
Yeah, the worst is, and appreciate your call, Joey. Stay safe, buddy. The worst is when you meet somebody and you're like, "Boy, this would be really cool to get to talk to this person," and they're just the worst. The worst. Just awful. I had that with Tony Stewart. I had to interview him on a satellite talkback. Jerk. And Brooklyn Decker. Awful. Brutal. Yeah. Those were two disappointing ones. They're like, "Hey, you want to have Brooklyn Decker on?" Absolutely. She's in the swimsuit issues. I think she was on the cover. Absolutely. We'll put her on. Promote whatever it is she's doing. Yeah, never again. Not going to happen. The worst. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy's listening online. Hey, Cindy, what's going on?
Hey, Cap. I'm an ER nurse out here in Phoenix, so business is booming, that's for sure.
God bless you.
But, I had the most embarrassing moment of my life when our Bears were here for the Cardinals game in September 2018. we found out where they were staying at, and so my husband's like, let's just go get a room. Let's go stay overnight there, and you can see if you can meet some of your guys. And so I was down for that. So we go, and it's not like I don't know them. Like, I know most of their faces. I met Akeem, Trevathan, Prince, Coach Fangio, you name it. But there were two Bears that were very new to our team at that time. And so later at night, we're sitting in the lobby, and this guy comes walking in. Not a real tall guy, but very strong, very built, has his hat pulled down real low. And I'm trying to find Roquan because my husband's a big Georgia Bulldogs fan. Mm-hmm. So because I didn't recognize him, I was like, that's got to be Roquan. So I go up to him, and a couple other people, you know, we're kind of going up and trying to get a picture with him and stuff. And so I start going, Roquan, Roquan, like trying to get him to turn around, and he wouldn't listen. And so finally I touched his arm, massive bicep, by the way, and he still ignores me. And I'm like, God, like, for being a rookie, Roquan's not very nice. So a few minutes later, this guy leaves. He had taken pictures with a few people, and this lady next to me goes, you know that was Khalil Mack, right? And I said, what? And she goes, yeah, that was him. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, those are the only two Bears I didn't recognize because they were both new to our team. So she's like, oh, I got a picture of him, and you're in the background. You want it? So she sent it to me, and sure enough, it's her with Khalil and then me in the background, like, walking off like I don't know what's going on because I was upset that Roquan didn't talk to me.
So Roquan's a very quiet guy.
Yes. And that's why I thought it was him, because he was cap pulled down and didn't really want to talk to anybody. And so, yeah, my embarrassing moment is I called Khalil Mack by a rookie's name.
That's pretty funny. So. And he's one of the best players in the entire National Football League. I will tell you, I don't know if you heard the story, but Khalil's from Florida. And I guess around Christmas time, he went into or called a local, I think it was a Walmart, might have been a Target, but I think it was a Walmart, and said, okay, what do you have here on layaway? They said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He said, I want to know everything that's on layaway. It was like 80 grand. He goes, here's my credit card. Tell all those people to pick their stuff up. I thought that was awesome.
He's unreal.
Yeah. I thought that was
awesome.
Really cool. Cindy, God bless you.
I will tweet you the picture.
Yeah, tweet it at me. I'd love to see it.
I will.
And God bless you being out there on the front line. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. You too.
All right. There you go. Cindy, who is an ER nurse, as she said, business is booming, and she's in Phoenix. Great for people like that. Man, we talked about Derek earlier, Cindy right there, and many others. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We'll get to more of your calls because the lines are lit. People want to talk. We'll be right back on ESPN.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and Company, sports talk while you're on the clock.
Phone lines are just locked and loaded all morning long. Love it. We'll be here for you every morning, 9 a.m. Here's the new poll question that I put out that was approved by JD and Eric and Christopher Bleck. Who would you most easily recognize walking down Michigan Avenue? Mike Trout, Deshaun Watson, Kyrie Irving. Right now, 1,239 votes are in. Chris, who do you think's leading?
I would guess Kyrie Irving.
Right now, it's Kyrie Irving, 40% of the vote. Mike Trout, 37% of the vote. Deshaun Watson, 23% of the vote. So, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie by far has the highest Q rating. He's been in movies, national commercial campaigns. The NBA has eyeballs on it, and it's nationally televised games. The NBA does a great job marketing individuals. So I feel like the easy option here is Kyrie. It's interesting. What's the difference between Mike Trout and Deshaun Watson again?
Oh, Trout's killing him.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun Watson, a star in the making, right? But he's only been at this level. And I know that he was a star in college, but he's been great in the NFL for two full seasons?
Correct. Three full seasons.
Yeah, great in the NFL.
He got
though.
Hurt his first year towards ACL.
Yeah. So, like, playing in playoff games with many eyeballs on him and all that, it's I think that's good that Mike Trout is beating him. I would be shocked if years from now that would still hold true, though.
Mike Trout did the Subway campaign. That also increased his visibility. But
no, I know
lot.
That. When we've talked about the Subway ads, but, like, listen, it, to be honest, though, when it comes to Mike Trout, for how great he is, that's not really getting the job done. The way you need to market these players is, like, Kyrie Irving has played on the largest stage with the most eyeballs during a live event, not because of the commercials only. He was in the finals next to LeBron James hitting big shots. That's where you get the maximum eyeballs. Mike Trout not playing in the playoffs, not being in the World Series, that's what hurts him.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm looking at the 2019 rankings that came out February 11 of 2020. Chris, can you tell me what sport Kei Nishikori plays? K-E-I Nishikori.
Golf?
Cricket.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell he is. I'm sure he's a wonderful young man. Kei Nishikori.
So wait, what ranking? You're just giving random rankings?
He's the
What's
ninth,
your rankings?
Ninth most highly paid endorser.
Okay.
Ninth.
All right.
Highest paid endorser in 2019. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, but
he's a tennis player with endorsement earnings of $33 million.
Oh, so he's not cricket. Eric said cricket and you said yeah. So he's a tennis player.
No, he's a tennis player.
Right. Okay. So, but what was the point of that?
Like, I would have no. I don't even know who that guy is. Like,
okay, but
on
the list, you're listing off endorsements. I guarantee you have a. There's probably an IndyCar racer on there. I'm sure there are probably 5 or 6 European soccer players on that list.
I'll give you the top 10. Roger Federer, endorsement earnings $86 million.
Yep, tennis
last year. Tiger is second.
Where's Rafael Nadal?
He's
probably on it.
LeBron James is third. He did $53 million off the court. Cristiano Ronaldo is fourth. Steph Curry is fifth. Phil Mickelson is sixth. Lionel Messi is seventh at $35 million. Kevin Durant is eighth. Kei Nishikori is 9. Rory McIlroy is 10. And then it's Neymar and Novak Djokovic. Yeah, Nadal is 14th.
Sounds right.
Kyrie Irving is 16th.
Yeah, that's pretty high, right?
$23 million, yeah.
It's pretty high considering he's what? Like the 20th best player in the league?
Probably.
You know, around there?
Giannis is 18. Russell Westbrook is 19. Harden is 20. First NFL player on there is who?
Tom Brady. Yeah.
Drew Brees.
Oh. All right.
$15 million off the field. Conor McGregor, Klay Thompson, I still haven't got to a baseball guy. Damian Lillard, Tom Brady's 26.
Yeah, but keep promoting your Subway and Mike Trout there, Slappy, your $6 foot long you got.
I'm surprised Aaron Rodgers is as far down as he is. 30th. 30. Anthony Davis, Mohamed Salah, that's Abdallah's guy from Liverpool. Chris Paul, Paul George, Blake Griffin. First baseball player is who? It's not Mike Trout.
Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper, $6.5 million. He's 36th, just ahead of Joel Embiid.
Yeah, so you just made your point against your own point.
No, what I'm saying is,
like, baseball players they're not marketed at all.
Agreed. I'm saying walking down the street, I think Mike Trout's more recognizable than a lot of guys who are on that list. No, but a lot of people would have no idea who some of these guys are and gals.
Well, some of them are international.
Like if Venus or Serena walked down the street, everyone knows right away. Yep, right there. Absolutely. Tiger, Phil Mickelson, yeah, very recognizable.
Those
people.
Are individual sports,
yeah,
though. So, like,
but
that,
if Mohamed
that's why
Salah
they stand
is
out
walking
so
down the street, I don't go, that's Mohamed
you
Salah.
You don't. The world does.
A lot of people do. Lewis Hamilton from F1. I have no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
No
yeah,
clue.
But curating and dollars earned through advertising are two different things. Like, tennis stars make a lot of money off the court because of the endorsement ads that they have. But, like, we're not comparing a tennis player to Mike Trout. More people watch Major League Baseball than they watch tennis.
Correct.
So, like, yeah, but the advertising dollars are certainly there.
By the way, did you know what today, 41 years ago today, is? The highest rated NCAA basketball game of all time. That would be Larry Bird against Magic Johnson. Indiana State loses to Michigan State. 41 years ago tonight. Back to the phones, and let's go to Christian in Aurora. Hey, Christian, what's up?
Hey, Cap, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's on your mind?
Hey, so listen, me and a few buddies are heading to the Cubs game, opening day 2015. We're walking down Addison. We're a few blocks from Wrigley. And Theo Epstein walks right by us. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. I jabbed my buddy in the ribs next to me. I'm like, dude, that was Theo Epstein. Just walked right by. He was like, no way. So he had turned down a side street, Theo did. And my friend shouted, "Hey, Theo." And he turns around, looks right at us, gives us a little wave and a smile. We couldn't believe, what's he doing walking away from the, you know, Wrigley an hour and a half before game time on opening day.
So what he does is Theo walks to work. Theo actually goes to work, and then before the game, he walks home because he's got young kids.
Okay.
And will have lunch or dinner with them, with his wife, and then walk back to the ballpark.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's an awesome family guy. All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, man. Stay safe out there. 312-332-3776. Trucker D. Trucker D, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Sugar Puff? How you doing today?
I'm good, Buttercup.
So, me and a couple buddies went up to the Green Bay Packers game in Seattle Seahawks recently, and after the game, we were at the Green Bay airport, and I'm in the bathroom, you know, doing my business, and all of a sudden, I look to my left, and I see JaVale McGee, and I was like, whoa, what's going on, JaVale? You know, he says, what's up? So, I get out of the bathroom, I go into the lobby, and I run into AD. Rondo and Pope, and there was like 20-30 people in the lobby, and nobody was really like, hey, what's up, guys, what's going on? Just me and my buddies, we're the only ones. So I found that kind of really weird,
that especially with AD, because he's a huge Packers fan.
Yeah, he had his Green Bay Packer jersey, which I was like, yeah. I even asked him for a picture, and yeah, he was not having it. He just didn't want to be bothered. I was like a little kid almost like crying because I really wanted a picture with him. But, you know, I found it pretty weird that nobody was really like, whoa, whoa, AD, what's up, man?
Yeah, that's a funny one. Trucker D, stay safe out there.
You too, man. Take it easy.
Appreciate it. So my friend Casey Johnson is listening to the show, Chris. He just sent me a link to an article he wrote April 11, 2004. He said, Kirk Heinrich. He interviews him, Kirk Heinrich, walking down the street, and he said, it's crazy. People don't really start to recognize him. But when he gets introduced at the United Center, people get all jacked up. But he said he's wearing a red shirt that could help land planes, but here he is walking down Michigan Avenue with nary a bother. A kid makes eye contact with the Bulls rookie guard, but keeps walking. Men with beer bellies, surely they watch sports, pass Heinrich as if he were litter on the curb. Even a stop at a crowded intersection brings nothing. This is strange stuff, and Chicago calls itself a sports town. I would love to know if Kirk Heinrich walked down the street in the prime of his career, how that would have been compared to when Casey wrote it when he was a rookie. Kirk Heinrich should be recognizable, don't you think?
When, now?
No, when he was, like, 2012.
As a rookie or when he was a star for the team?
When he was one of their better players. He'd get far more recognizable, right?
Yeah, when he was playing. But the column is about when he was a rookie?
He's a rookie, and nobody recognized him. He played at Kansas.
Does that surprise you?
A little bit.
I mean, he's a normal-looking guy. There's nothing that jumps off the page about Kirk Heinrich and the way he looks to maybe draw your attention out of a crowd. He looks like me. I look like the normal. I look like a cartoon character. Very, very few features to describe me outside of got a little haircut. Average height, average this, average that, little haircut, kind of annoying. That's the way you would describe me, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, there you go. Just blend in.
Let's go back to the phones. Mitch is in LaGrange as we are having this interesting discussion about celebrities. We started on how we change baseball. What's going on, Mitch?
Sparkles. Happy Friday, my man.
Happy Thursday.
I have no idea what day it is.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. It was about 20 years ago. I was 12 or 13 years young. My neighbor took me and his son down to Michael Jordan's restaurant, and Michael Jordan happened to be there in his VIP room. So I'm in the stall in the bathroom because you got like the VIP room and then there's a little hall to the bathroom. So I'm in one of the stalls and there must be someone in a urinal because some guy opens the door. He's like, hey, you got to get out. So I'm 12. I'm scared. I throw my legs up. He's like, anybody else in here? I don't say a damn word. I freak out. I wash my hands. As I'm washing my hands, I'm drying them off. Michael Jordan walks into the bathroom. I'm 12. I had just finished business. I had more business to do. I think he saw that I finished washing my hands because I don't say a word. He extends his hand. He says, how you doing, son? I didn't say anything. I walked out of there just starstruck. You should have seen how many people were lined up outside the bathroom trying to meet him. The jealousy in everyone's face that I got to be in the bathroom with him was hysterical and something I'll never forget.
That's pretty funny, man. Treasure that memory.
Oh, I will. You have a good week, though.
You too. See you, buddy. All right, phone lines are hopping. We'll get back to more of your calls. Also, Jeff Passan with a little bit of breaking news on Major League Baseball that you'll want to know about. We'll have all that for you next.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I mean, we've had full phones since we started this show at 9 o'clock. I mean, literally, full. A full rack of calls. Love it. Love it. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So Kylie McDaniel and Jeff Passan, baseball insiders. Jeff was on our show, what was he on, 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
Days run together, man. We just had a caller who thought it was Friday.
Happy Saturday, Cap.
Yeah, thanks. multiple sources tell ESPN, MLB and the MLB Players Association have the framework of an agreement that could be finalized as soon as today. There'll be a lot of things discussed. Here's what they're going to probably announce. This is what ESPN's reporting on the draft. The draft will be moved from June to sometime in July. It will likely be reduced from 50-plus rounds down likely to 10, but there is a push to make it only a 5-round draft. Bonus deferment. That means if you're a first-round pick and going to sign for $3 million, you get 10% of your money up front, 45% of your money in July 2021, and 45% of your money in July of 2022. A maximum bonus for undrafted players has also been discussed. Most discussed number for that, they're trying to agree on it, 10 grand. Could push lots of high school talent to college. Middle-tier college talent could return to school for another season. So major change, and people are asking why? Well, the answer to that is there's no revenue coming in. They're not going to write checks to players getting drafted if they don't have any revenue coming in. So they're trying to cut it down as much as they can. 312-332-3776. Back to the phones. Let's see. How about John on the south side? Hey, John, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody?
We're hanging in there. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. I have two quick ones. I was born in 1964. I was raised in South Shore. My father worked for Miller High Life at the time. We used to go to the Bears games regularly. Late 60s, my father and I going to the Bears game. We're at Soldier's Field. We're in the front on Lakeshore Drive, and it's a big black limousine sitting in front of Soldier's Field, a gentleman hanging out of the back, an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman said, hey, kid, come over here. I looked at my dad because I didn't know him. He was a stranger. Uh-huh. My dad said, go over there. So I went. The guy picked me up, sat me on his lap, gave me an autograph. Come to find out, it was George Halas.
How cool is that?
Unbelievable. Real quick. That same era, that's when you can go in your neighbor's home when people left their doors unlocked at the time.
Yep.
So this one family across the alley from me, we shared a common alley. And I was a kid. I was bored. I just went over to their house one day. The owner of the house was sitting there with an older gentleman. And I kept looking at this older gentleman. I don't know, but something fascinating about him. He had a stick, a cane, and it had a fish on it. And I kept looking at him.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what was said to me, but later on I found out that older gentleman was Tony Accardo.
Oh, my God. God, God bless you, John. Thank you.
Be safe. Be safe, gentlemen.
People of the younger generation are going, who? Tony Accardo was the head of the Chicago mob. He was as wildly connected as any guy going. He's long gone, but, yeah, he was a huge name. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. We're going to try and roll on all of these as fast as we can. Josh in Plainfield. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, Cap? Real quick, summer of 2015, I was a broadcaster for a Frontier League baseball team. And we had the promo thing going, hey, there's going to be a guy here. He's, you know, going on a tour, and he's going to be doing some press upstairs. So just so you know, when you're, you know, walking around getting your work done. Well, I'm in work mode. I'm not paying attention to anybody around me. And I'm walking, and I'm hearing conversation, and all of a sudden, I walk past somebody, and he goes, hey, what the hell you been? And I'm like, who? I look back, it's Pete Rose. I'm like, oh, no.
Wow.
So after the awkward encounter, of course, all the coworkers like, did you know who that was? I'm like, of course I did. It's Pete Rose, but I'm in work mode. I wasn't paying attention.
Yep. I got to meet Pete Rose, and then we had him on when I was working with Waddle down the dial. And appreciate your call, Josh. Stay safe and healthy out there. And I literally could have left the studio. It didn't matter. It was like a love affair. Tom Waddle and his guy, Pete Rose. And then Pete said, oh, yeah, Tommy, I loved watching you in football games. I would love when you'd score those touchdowns. And I said, Tommy, after Pete was gone, of course. Yeah, of course, because he bet the over. 312-332-3776. Let's see. Where are we going here? Adam in Lamont. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Cappy, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How's life treating you?
It's great. I'm home with a newborn, so this is the perfect timing to be home.
God bless.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know with my celebrity sighting of the biggest Chicago celebrity. That's Mark Giangreco.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the 2015 NLDS Game 3 for the Cubs. We're walking up the ramp, and Mark was doing his best Cap impression, just walking up. And we just said hi to him. He stopped. He took a photo of us, and he chatted us walking up the ramp to the third section. Great guy.
Yeah, Mark's an awesome dude. Awesome dude. Appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, thanks, Cap.
All right, have a good day. Good luck with the newborn. Take a lot of pictures.
Oh, he's in his Cubs gear today.
Yeah, what you should do, you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Take your iPhone and cut a video, like a selfie video, where you're talking to your newborn and going, you won't believe what's going on in the world right now, and save that thing, and you'll have it 30 years from now and go, I got to show you this. This is what we were dealing with then. That'd be an amazing video to have.
Yeah, he won't believe it.
He won't believe it. Thanks, man. Be safe out there. 312-332-3776. Chris is in Lake Geneva. Hey, Chris, what's going on up in Lake Geneva? I love Lake Geneva.
Well, I love it, too. It's a great place.
The Lake Geneva Shore Walk is not easy. I've done it twice. It is not easy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, 26 miles around.
Yep. My wife and I and my son, Brett, Mindy, and I did it, and it was raining the whole time, and it was an awesome challenge.
Yeah, those houses are pretty amazing.
So go on.
Well, so my wife and I and that one-year-old years ago were in Carmel, and we went to Clint Eastwood's a restaurant, and I dropped my wife and daughter off, and parked the car, and then they showed me to my table. So I walked all the way back to the corner of the restaurant, and there's Clint Eastwood right next to my wife and daughter, and he's with a couple of buddies. They had just been golfing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had talked to my wife and kissed my daughter, so I got a christening from Clint Eastwood. And then what was really funny about the story is he had to go out to the bathroom, and the way you go out, the bathrooms are outside. He left in the back door, and the door locks behind you, and he said to his friends, you know, open it up when I come back. And his buddies turned to my wife and I and say, because we're the only ones by the door, said, when he comes back, don't open the door. Just pretend like he's not there. And so he ended up coming through the front of the restaurant, and when he came back to the table, we were all joking about how his buddies were going to, you know, play that prank on him. And he got a kick out of it.
Did you ever get a picture?
You know, that's another good part of the story. Is you couldn't take pictures of him. We had asked the waiter, but I pretended to take a picture of my wife and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get a picture, but he kept moving back and forth while he was eating and talking. And I'm like thinking, just stop moving so I can take a picture of you. And finally I got a picture, and you can actually tell it's him. So that was pretty cool.
Pretty funny. Hey, stay safe out there, okay, Chris?
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. See you, kid. We also have a great sponsor called PropSwap. Prop of the Week sponsored by our newest partner, PropSwap. PropSwap is where America goes to buy and sell sports bets. Check out PropSwap.com today, where you literally go on their website and somebody says, oh, I bought a ticket on, like I have a ticket on the Washington Capitals to win the Stanley Cup. It's $100, 18-1. What if someone said to me, hey, we'll give you $300 right now, cash in your money. But then if they do win the Stanley Cup, it gets resumed, they play, they get the $1,800, so they would make a $1,500 profit. It's a really cool site. You can find a billion different opportunities. So Cap, here's our prop of the week.
Yeah, Eric looked up a prop for us. Eric, go ahead.
All right, so since it's baseball season, I was looking at all the MLB props, and one that caught my eye is the Athletics first baseman, Matt Olson, mm-hmm. hit 36 home runs last year and only played in 120 games.
Mm-hmm.
That was for 16th in the league.
Yep.
You can buy this ticket for $154 to win $3,500 to have him be the highest. You're betting for him to hit the most home runs in 2020. And again, he played 40 less games in the full season, and he was 16th last year.
Yeah, the only problem I would have buying that ticket is that's a tough stadium to hit home
runs.
That's
true. It is a big park. That could be why the odds are 21-1.
He had 36 homers last year, mm-hmm. though, Cap.
He did.
And the year before that, 29, so it's not like it wasn't
a fluke.
Yeah, right.
And he's a trending up type player. Like, he's a young, getting better and
25,
better cat.
Yeah. I kind of like what Eric did there. I wouldn't be out on that.
Is there a ticket on Kyle Schwarber to lead the major leagues in home runs?
I don't see one on here.
That would be cool. He had 38.
That's who you're looking for?
Nope.
You want Kyle Schwarber? If you had to do a pool, if we were doing a pool on who would lead?
Well, my brother and I were going to be in a home run derby pool. There's like 8,000 people in it. I was going to definitely take Schwarber as one of my guys.
No Soler? Your guy?
Soler,
yeah,
he
was third.
One.
He was third last year.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Cody Bellinger?
He's another beast.
Would you buy the Matt Olson on PropSwap just to give yourself a chance? He hit 36 home runs last season. He seems to be a young player trending up. Could you see the performance from him this year?
You could. I would have pause simply because how hard it is to hit him in that building. But he hit 36. Playing a lot of games in that building is pretty damn impressive. Imagine him in a place like Guaranteed Rate Field where it's like a runway at times. They just launch out of there.
And if you look at the guys who are on the list, at-bats, he has fewer at-bats than many who are ahead of him.
Correct.
So.
Again, propswap.com, and you can find a bunch of those today. Let's grab a quick timeout. More of your calls. We got so many lines that we'll just try and roll through them before crosstalk. Be right back.
This is Cap and Company.
Missed something? Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, we're going to do this fast. We got so many callers, we're just going to roll through them so quick. Okay, here we go. Kevin in Oak Park, you're first. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Cap. Big fan, daily listener. I'll try and be quick. I as well have a Pete Rose. Wait, you. Sorry. I have a Pete Rose story as well. 15, 20 years ago, maybe. I'm out to dinner at Gibson's downtown with a buddy of mine. We get done eating and go to sit down at the bar, have a drink. And Pete Rose is sitting at the bar there. We didn't want to bother him. We talked about it, blah, blah. Anyway, don't bother him. And about 10 minutes later, a kid comes up to him, maybe 10, 12 years old, asks him for his autograph. Pete Rose looks over in the direction that the kid came from, and he said, is this autograph for your father? Because he could see the family over there, I guess. And the kid was kind of caught in the headlights, and he was like, no. And Pete Rose actually, like, went off on him and told him that he wasn't going to sign anything if his father wanted to get an autograph and sell it on the Internet. And I was beside myself. I was always a huge Pete Rose fan. I still am as a player, but I just couldn't believe the reaction that this poor kid had gotten. And we stuck up for him. And at the end of the conversation at the bar, pretty quietly, but Pete Rose told me to go, you know, F off. So
that's very disappointing to hear.
I couldn't believe it. I was... And I still am a Pete Rose fan. I mean, but I couldn't believe it. Maybe a bad night. I don't know. I'm sure it's tough to be that person that's hounded constantly for autographs.
Yeah, you got to know how to treat people. Hey, man, have a good day. Cherish the time
Thanks, Cap.
Your child there.
Thanks, Cap.
You bet. See you, buddy. Yeah, I watched Bill Laimbeer be a real jerk to a little kid who was in tears. Yeah, I just don't get it. It takes effort to be an ass. It just does. I just don't get it. And then I watched Charles Barkley at United Center with a Blackhawks jersey on, and he came and put a cookie in his mouth. Charles, can you sign this? Charles, can you take that picture? Charles, 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 Charles. And my wife said, you're so nice to everyone. He goes, if you don't want to be popular and have all the money and everything that goes with it, then just quit. Walk away, leave the money, all of it. He said, that's just not who I am. I love my life, and I owe it to these people. That's why I love Charles Barkley and always will. Joe and Tinley Park's next. Joe, fire away.
Hey, really quick, I just want to wish my mother a happy 61st birthday.
God bless her.
Yes, God bless her. And then really quick, when you find time, maybe at Crosstalk, I want you to tell your Sheryl Crow story at Wrigley Field. That is the best story I've ever heard in my life. You told it
I actually told it yesterday on the air.
Oh, did you? Damn it! I missed it.
Well, tell the prince story then.
Tell the prince story.
You got it. Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
See
later.
You, buddy. There you go. We have. By the way, there is a hashtag Wheel of Cap. Pat Boyle came up with it. Wheel of Cap. You give us the best story that I've told, and we're going to have 12 of them. Right there, and spin the wheel, and I'll tell that story. Not today, though.
Spinning, spinning, slowing. Big money, big money, big money. Yeah! Cap, it landed on your rim to rim with your excursion with Mindy in the desert.
There you go. We'll tell that one day. I want to get a couple more calls in.
People who don't know what I'm talking about, it's appropriate. It was that the rim to rim is not a dirty.
No. Yeah. It was a hike.
It's hiking.
Rim to rim of the Grand Canyon is the hardest thing we've ever done, and it was awesome. It was amazing. Let's go to Nancy in Michigan City, Indiana. Hey, Nancy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
It's on your mind.
I have two quick stories.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1976, I was working for a catering company out of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and opening up a shopping mall in Springfield. And Bruce Jenner was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking around the hors d'oeuvres, and I see him telling everybody he don't give autographs, he don't get autographs. And he turned around, and I said, can I please have your autograph? And I think I was 16, 17, and he started to say, I don't give. And he saw me, and he said, oh, you're working hard. I'll give you an autograph. And I still have that autograph on a napkin.
Was he nice?
Well, at first, no, because he was telling everybody he wouldn't give autographs. He had just won the decathlon. And he was going to refuse me, but then when he saw I was in a black dress with the white apron, mm-hmm. he said, "Oh, you're working hard today. I'll give you an autograph." And I was the only one he would give an autograph to.
Huh. Yeah.
And my other story is cute. My son was young. My sister was working for the Indiana Pacers. And we were talking to her before a game, and Larry Bird walked by. And I said to my son, look who that is. And he says, "Mom, that's the man from Space Jam." And Larry Bird heard that, and he turned around and snickered and just kept walking away.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, cute story.
Yeah, very. Hey, you stay safe, okay?
Have a good day. Thank
all right, you.
You
too. Thanks for listening. We could be here all day because we got that many callers. We've got to take a time out because we've got Crosstalk in exactly 2 minutes.